All right, we're starting Soita Daf Mem, and we will begin, I think it's about 20 lines up, 18 if you count it, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we are in the middle of the Sugya, really the final, it's a three-block Sugya in regards to Birchas Kainim, Dilchening, and we are going to pick up with the Bizmancha, the words Bizmancha Kainim Mivarchen Esa'am. So we've been going through some of the halachas of Dilchening, and now where we're up to is the Kehanim are saying the bracha, Yivrecha Hashem Vishmecha, Yar Hashem Pana Velecha Vichuneka, Yisa Hashem Pana Velecha Vesimcha Shalom. So while the Kehanim are saying, giving us a bracha, so what are we supposed to be doing? Bizman Shekhanim Yivarcha Nesa'am, Mahein Oimrim. What does the Tzibur say? And Rashi says that what's the point? Sheyiru Mazbirei Panim, that we should be seen as being mazbir panim, right? We're accepting the bracha. Umaydim lefanav al berchasav laharei shehem neiches lahem. That we want these brachas. We have to say something to accept these brachas. That's the hanacha that the Gemara is taking. And we'll see on Amud Aleph that there's going to be some Amorim that discuss whether we should or shouldn't say this. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chesav. Let's first discuss what these brachas are that we may maybe have to say. So Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Chista, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Malachav Gibayrei Kayach. Baruch Hu Kol Tzivakav Mishar Sav Oisei Ritzayne Baruch Hashem Kol Masav B'chol Mekoymais Mem Shaltei Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem. Okay, so that is these are brachas, quoting some brachas that Hashem, right, who is being Mevarech Hashem? So this is our way of accepting back that, yes, that people are Mevarech Hashem. Baruch Hashem Malachav, the Malachim Tzivakav, and Kol Masav, that everybody's giving blessings to Hashem. Baruch Hanafshi Es Hashem. Musvei D'Shabsa Mahein Oimrim. So there were potentially four times, we'll see, we'll discuss this, but there were potentially four times the Gemara Megillah discussed that three different times throughout the year, there could be up to four Duchenings, right? So the standard would be Shacharis, okay, and then we have to discuss Mincha, which put a caveat there, and then Musaf, and then potentially Ne'ilah on days that had Ne'ilah. Now, we think Ne'ilah, we think Yom Kippur, but in those days you also had the Tainus Tzibur, you had Ne'ilah. So there were other times that were potentially they said Ne'ilah, so it was up to four times potentially, okay, and that's what we're going to discuss. So now, if you're saying Psukim, you would say one set of Psukim by Shacharis, and then for each additional on the days where you would have one of these other Duchenings, because you had something else, Amar Rav Asi, so the Musfei de Shabbos, so what psukim would they say? A Musaf of Shabbos, Mahin Amar Rav Asi, so we would quote psukim from Tehillim, Kof Lama Dalet, Shir HaMales, Hini Baruch Es Hashem, Kol Avde Hashem, that who is blessing Hashem, Kol Avde Hashem, right? So it's a way of reciprocating, mentioning that the creations, Malchei Asharis, etc., are being Mevarech Hashem, is a way to be Mazbir upon him, to show favor that we're accepting the bracha. Su'i Deichem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem, we should bench Hashem. Baruch Hashem Mitzion, Sheichein, right from Tzion. Where's the bracha coming to Hashem? Baruch Hashem Mitzion, Sheichein Yushalayim Haluka. Now the problem is, the Gemara is just going to ask a little bit of a technical question. The first two psukim that we would say during the Duchening for Musaf were in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Dalet, and the third one's in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hey. Now the question is, why'd you go to Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hey? There was another Pasuk that mentioned Brachas in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Dalet. Just get all three Psukim from the same Kapitel of Tehillim. Why do you go to the next Kapitel? That's what V'lema Nami Yivarechecha Hashem Mitzion. Why don't we use the Pasuk that says Hashem blesses us from Tzion, Dechsiv Vayhi in Yona, because it's in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Dalet. Why are you going, you have two Psukim in Kuf Lamed Dalet, why are you going for the third Pasuk to Kuf Lamed Hey when there was a third Pasuk already in Kuf Lamed Dalet? Amar Yehuda B'Reidu Rav Shimon Pasi Mitech Shehischol B'Berchoysav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misayim B'Berchoysav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, because we started, and so far all the brachas we've seen, the psukim we've seen, is someone giving a bracha to Hashem. And the third pasuk in Kuf Lamed Dalet is Hashem giving a bracha to us. So we wanted to keep that in line, and therefore we went rather than change the format of who's giving the bracha to whom, meaning are we receiving the bracha, or are we giving, or are people giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha, we'd rather just stay within Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay, Misayim b'Berchosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minchasa de Tanisa. So that's a third possible time. Now this is Mincha of Tainis. Now, regular Mincha, there's definitely no Duchening because Misham Shechras. The Gemara Megillah discussed Mincha of Tainis would, because anyways you're not eating, you're not drinking, so there's no shechras, would you go ahead and dochen on mincha of tainus? And there was a three machlokes whether we make a gzera or not. So here we're going with the assumption, and Tosfos points out in Minchas of the Tanisa, that we wouldn't be geizer and that you would be nice at kapayim, or even according to Rabbi Yossi, who, and really Tosfos, the crux of Tosfos' kasha is the possible Rabbi Yossi, who holds we are geizer, meaning because even though on a tainus you can't eat and drink, but we're going to be geizer on a tainus, not to dochen at mincha because of any other day where there is shechros. We say that even if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, if it's a day where you daven mincha really late, so it looks like it's ni'ila, so it's Samach Laila, right? It looks like a day that has Ne'ilah, so therefore, meaning on a Tainus Tzibur, then you would. On a Tainus, so then you would. Okay, so either way, Al Kapanim, whatever day, however you worked out where there's Mincha, we want to know what Pesukim would you say. My Amri, Amri, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Im Aveinenu Anuvan. And if you see here, the tenor of the Pesukim have changed. It's gone from us giving brachas to Hashem to Im Aveinenu Anuvanu, right? Answer us. Asei Laman Shemecha, Mikve Yisrael Meshia Be'is Sarah. Right, so again, these psukim take on the form of a tefillah, and that's in line with what we say that the avoda of the of a tainus tzibur is for the first half in the morning. We've had this gemara a few different times throughout tainus. We had it in Maikatan that the first half of the day on a tainus we're supposed to be mefash reish v'maisav, and the second half we daven with tefillah. So since we're talking about the mincha on a tainus, so the psukim now have changed. We're not going to be talking about, you know, celebratory and brachas. We're going to be talking about tefillah. The brachas are going to take on the form of a tefillah. B'ni'ilo d'yom kippur, that's the fourth potential time where the kaihana would be dochening. So that would be ni'ilah on yom kippur, my amar. Okay, and Tosfos asks, why don't we talk about ni'ilah on tainus as well? Okay, that they had it, so just a hara there. B'nil yom kippur my amar amar marzutra v'amil masisa hine ki kein yivarech geber yirei Hashem v'rech Hashem mitzion v'rei b'tu v'shalayim kol yimei chayecha u'rebanim levanecha shalom al Yisrael. Okay, so those would be, again, there's three psukim for each possible event where we would potentially dochen. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, maybe, wherever that would possibly be, very limited, obviously not a regular day Mincha, and then Ni'ila on Yom Kippur, Heichan Oimran. So now the question is, where do you say these psukim, or how do you say these psukim? Rav Yosef Amar, Bein Bracha O Bracha, right? To match it up, there's three psukim, and there's three brachas. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, Yar Hashem Panam Adacha B'Yichanecha, Yisah Hashem Panam Adacha B'Yichanecha Shalom. So you say the pasuk after each set. Okay, that Rav Sheshes Amar Bahaskaris Hashem, that you say it when the Kaihanim are mentioning the Shem Hashem. Pligi Bar Amari Bar Zveir Cham Amar Psukah LeKabel Psukah. So it's a 1-to-1 ratio. 1-to-1 ratio. The Chad Amar Akol Psukah Amar LeLukulu. Then no, for each pasuk, for each bracha, you would actually say all three. Okay, so the question is: number one, do we say it at the end of the bracha, or do we say it when the Shem Hashem is said, these psukim? And then, do you say one pasuk for each bracha, or do you say three psukim for each bracha? So, okay, those are the two things going on. But, however, that's all with the assumption so far that we've been saying psukim, right? So we spend, that's like 35 or 40 lines of Gemara discussing that we've been saying psukim. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ava, Kol Omer Megvulin, Ein Ela Toya. So first of all, we're already going to take a little bit of the edge off. Anybody who says outside of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning what was the difference between Gvulin and in the Beis HaMikdash? The difference was, did you say the Shem Hashem, or the Shem of Farish, or the Shem of Anos, the Kinui? So he's saying that if you say it, big vulin ain't gonna tell you why? Because shalei nitaknu loymar elo lechavay shem hamiyuchad hanizkar b'mikdash. The whole point of these psukim is in conjunction with the shem hamafarish. So that's one shot. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa teida, and we're gonna bring a ride to this. B'mikdash nami lo mibay limemrinu. By the way, in the base of mikdash, you don't say it either. Why not? Because klum yesh lecha evet shemavarchan I say ve'ena mazin. What are you supposed to? What's your posture supposed to be when you're receiving a bracha? You accept the bracha. You don't start rambling and mumbling psukim. You accept the bracha. You just stay there quietly and accept the bracha. That klum yesh lecha evet shemavarchan I say ve'ena mazin. You're not listening to the bracha. You're busy saying psukim. I'm Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Teidan the gvulin nami mibayel memru. So now Rav Acha Bar Chanina comes from the other miidach gisa and says that even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you should say, Klum Yesh Evet Shemavarchan, I say, Vein Mazbir Panim. No, we have to be Mazbir Panim, that we have to say something to show that we're accepting the bracha. Okay, so there's all sides of the spectrum. Do we not say this psukim anywhere? Do we say this psukim only in the Beis HaMikdash? Should we say them everywhere? Right? And there, Amar Rav Avohu, so Rav Avohu says, May Reish Hava Mina Luhu. Normally, I would have thought, Rav Avo says at the outset that I should say this. Keeping the chazino leil Rav Abba de min Akai, and we're going to see some stories about how he held Rav Abba de min Akai in, he was his role model in high esteem. So once I saw that Rav Abba de min Akai de loy amar lahu, he didn't say the psukim. I know nami loy aminu lahu, so I didn't say the psukim either. Okay, and Tosfos points out. He says, "Pirush Rabbi Chanano, Hanu Kulu Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Chinenu Bar Papa, for Rabbi Bavo Hilchasan Dinhu." So we paskin like the mandamrim that say, "Don't say it, Bibun, don't say it anywhere." Originally, Rabbi Bavo. Originally, I thought I was going to say it, but then I saw my role model; he didn't say it, so don't say it at all. And Tosfos points out that we paskin like that. So what is it? So we don't. Let's look at what we do. Let's back into right. Well, we don't say psukim. Some there are some of those psukim there, but it says not to say them. And most of the baiskim say not to say them.
Themselves say a
pasuk
between each thing, no?
No. No, for sure not. No, there's a he rutsin before they start, and he rutsin after they end. But what we're saying is the psukim to be mazur, so we don't say those psukim, but what do we say? We say something on Tanis HaKolayim. So Tosfos points out, he says, I don't understand. If you're not supposed to say anything, right, what's the reason to not say brachas? We're supposed to be getting a bracha, you're supposed to be mumbling words. And now the Gemara in Bracha says that anybody who saw a bad dream, the parakah roya, hayman dechazi chalma, and you don't know what, and you're scared of it, you don't know what you saw. So you say, the Rabbanu Olam, like we have, you say a tefillah about chalaybos. So if we just say not to say psukim, why are you saying that? Ah, this is different, because this isn't mazbir panim, this is sakana. That having a bad dream, having a dream that we don't know how to interpret it, is sakana, and therefore, you should definitely say it. And that's where Tosfos, that's how Tosfos discusses, if you want to look familiar for what we have today. We don't have the psukim, but we have the tefillah for the chalomes that is here. And the Mishnah brings down, why do we, it's only if somebody had a bad dream. What happens if you had a dream and you don't know what it meant and you're nervous about it, so then there's a tefillah. So why do we say it? Pretty much everybody says it. So because since we only duchen, at Yontif Berugalim, so it's only a few times a year, so therefore, Mistama, we would have had a dream that would fit that category at some point, and therefore, we should all say it. And that's our minhag today, to say the Ribbono Olam. Bama Rav Avo, Meresh Havamina. Okay, so now we're going to have some Agadah that's just going to go into, like we said, Rav Acha Bar Chanina, in regards to these Pesukim, said that Rav Avo said that Meresh, he used to say these psukim, and then he saw Rav Abba Demin Akai didn't say them. He held Rav Abba Demin Akai in high esteem. So now we're going to go through, see some of that Agada. Remember, Rav Avo Meresh Havamina Anvasana Ana. I thought that I was a Baal Anava. I thought I had great Anava. Kivan the Chazina, why? But then, Kivan the Chazina lay the Rav Abba Demin Akai. Then I saw Rav Abba Demin Akai, the Omar Ihu Chad Tameh. So he said one thing, Ba'amar Amayra Chad Tameh. So, and then his Amayra, right, the assistant who was giving shir, changed the pshat. He said a different reason. And he didn't say anything. V'lei kapid, Amina Lu, whoa. Amina, I said, Lav in Vesana Ana. I'm not such a Baal Anava. I don't know that I would have stood idly by. I'm saying shir, and my assistant is supposed to be, who's a Meturgamon, who's supposed to be saying the shir over, expressing it to everybody. He's changing the pshat on me. I don't know if I would have had that level of a number. Umay invasinuse de Rav Avohu. What was the, now we want to know, what was the Rav Avohu? So now we know what the anava of Rav Abba Demin Akai was. So what was Rav Avohu? Why did he think that he was such a Baal anava? And that is because the Amrle de Besu, the Amayre de Rav Avohu. So Rav Avohu also said shir, and he had an assistant, right, the Amboira, who was saying shir for him. He was the Meturgamin. And the Meturgamin's wife, they had them over for dinner, and the Meturgamin's wife goes over to Rav Avohu's wife. So he said, the Amro la debesu da Amboira de Rav Avohu, la debesa de Rav Avohu, ha didan leitzarech leila didach. I just want to let you know, my husband, right, so this is the assistant's wife talking, the Amboira's wife talking, my husband doesn't really need your husband. He's a big Talmud Chacham, he could say shir on his own, he doesn't really need you. The only reason that he is playing second fiddle to your husband is to show kavod for the kavod of the kavod atayrah. It's a kavod thing. But you should just know, as far as his ability to say shir, he could say shir better than your husband. Okay, also the Besu. So what did Rav Avohu's wife do? Also the Besu of Amrale, the Rav Avohu. So she told Rav Avohu, I just want to let you know, your assistant's wife said the following. Okay, Amar La, and you know what Rav Avohu responded to his wife? Who cares? Mini umine yiskalas ilah. At the end of the day, Shem Shemayim will be Magadel, based between the two of us. So who cares how we got there? Lamaisa, the Torah is getting out. Okay, so he's greater than me. I don't have a problem with it. And I don't have, certainly don't have a problem with the fact that he said that. So he was saying that, I recognize that this was a moment of anava. I thought it was a balanava. But then when I saw that Rev Abba Dabin Akai's Amira was changing the pshat, so then I realized that, whoa, he's even more of a balanava than me. Visu Rev Avo. So we have another story that shows the anava of Rev Avo, that Imnu Rabbanan Aleh Lemimanya Bereisha. So they wanted to appoint Rav Avo to become the Rosh Hashiva. Kivan de Chazie the Rav Abba de Menaka. Now, in those days, when they appointed you as Rosh Hashiva, they would give you, we learned it from the pasuk of V'Hakohen Hagadol Me'achav. Okay, we just had in this past week's parasha, that there's a din that the Kohen Gadol has to not just be the Kohen Gadol who's appointed, but he has to be, you know, he has to play the part, meaning he's got to be wealthy. So if they appointed somebody, I mean, they would find the right person for the job. Rosh Hashiva, same idea. Find the right person for the Rosh Hashiva. But then what they do is they give him a lot of money, give him gifts, give him presents, okay, so that he shouldn't be poor. In other words, it has to be karoi of the job. It has to be befitting of the job of Rosh Hashiva. So they wanted to appoint Rav Avohu as Rosh Hashiva. Kivan dechazi the Rav Abba de min Akai dinefishi le balei chavis. He saw that Rav Abba de min Akai was gehakta tzara, said he owed a lot of people money. Amar lehu, he said, so you know what he told? He told the Rosh Hashiva finding committee, by the way, there's somebody greater than me. You shouldn't appoint me. Go appoint him. Rav Chia bar Abba iklulahu asra. We have another story. Rav Avohu and Rav Chia bar Abba went to a certain place. Rav Avohu darish ba gadata. So Rav Avohu decided to give shir on a gadata. Rav Chia bar Abba darish bishmaitza. So he gave alam de shashir on halacha. Maybe it was a little drier. So where do you think people went? To the divrei agada or to the halacha shir? So shavku akule alma the Rav Chia bar Abba, but also the gadata Rav Avohu. So everybody went to hear the divrei agada to Rav Avohu. Chalash daite. So Rav Chia bar Abba felt bad. Amar le. So Rav Avohu said to him, "Don't worry." Emshalocha mashal. He says, "I want to tell you. I'm going to give you a mashal. Lama davar daimel l'shnei bnei adam." So let's say you have two storefronts. Echad meicher avanim tovus. One sells diamonds. The echad meicher mine sidkis. One sells trinkets. So which one? Al mi kaifsin. Which one's going to have more traffic? Loyal zeh meicher mine sidkis. The trinket store, right? It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot more accessible for people. So you know, I want to know everybody, people, where the masses go, that's, but the diamond store has the diamonds, right? So he was trying to say that your Torah is diamonds, my stuff is trinkets, right? The different, I got it, don't feel bad that I had a bigger showing than you. It doesn't talk about the Torah of the learning. So every day, normally, Rav Chia would be the one. Remember, Rav Chia was the one here that felt bad. Rav Avohu tried to cheer him up. So normally, Rav Chia would accompany Rav Avohu home, ad ushbize, until wherever he was staying, right, to the hotel, wherever his host, Misham Yikra de Bei Kesar, because Rav Avohu was close to the, right, he had political connections. So therefore, he wanted to pay deference to the Kesar, so he would walk Rav Avohu home. Hahu yoyma alve Rav Avohu Rav Chia. So that day where Rav Chia was feeling bad that nobody came to his shir, so Rav Avohu Rav Chia bar Abba arush bize. So he went ahead, Rav Avohu went ahead and walked Rav Chia home. Vafilu hachi lo itosef daitimine. And it still didn't make Rav Chia feel any better. Okay, lemaisa, he still felt bad about it. Now, we got into that gadata because of Rav Avohu, because Rav Avohu was the final, he seemed to be saying, and the Tosfos Paskin, that in regards to these brachas during Berachas Kohanim, that you don't say them anywhere. Not Bigvulin, not in the Beis Mikdash, you wouldn't say them anywhere. And that's Taka Arminog, because we don't say these psukim. Now, based on that, the Gemara is segueing into Bizman Sheshliach Tzibur Omer Moedim. Now, what happens in a regular, talking about tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur is saying, Moedim, Ha'am Mahim Oimrim. So what should the people say? Now like this, and Navudram explains, that normally, if let's say, if we view our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved to a master, so if we had a Bakasha to make of the king, so then we could send the Shliach for that. But if we're going to pay homage to the king, we're going to give Haidah to the king, it wouldn't be appropriate to send the Shliach. So if the Shliach Tzibur, essentially the Chazan, is the Shliach Tzibur, when it gets to Moedim, it wouldn't be appropriate for him to just say Moedim alone. So the Gemara is taking it that it would only make sense that we have to say something. So Mahim Oimrim, so what does the Tzibur say? Amar Rav, Moedim Anachnu Lach, Hashem Elokeinu, Al She'onu Moedim Lach. So the first thing that Rav says is Al She'onu Alshe Anu Maidim Lach. What does that mean? Rashi says, Alshe Nasata Bilibenu Liyos Tvukim Bach Umaidim Lach. The first Haidah that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we can give Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing. Then what's the next? So Shmuel Amar. So that's Rav Shita. Shmuel says, Elkei Kol Basar, Al Sha'anu Maidim Lach, Rav Simai Amar, right? We see something forming that we're familiar with over here. Rav Simai Amar Yitzenu Yitzer Bereshis, Al Sha'anu Maidim Lach, Naridai Amar Mishmei, De Rav Simai Brachas Vodas, Shimcha HaGadol, Al Shechi Sanu V'chiyam Tanu, Al Sha'anu Maidim Lach, Rav Achavar Yaakov, Misayim Bahachi, Kein Techayenu, Uzchanenu V'sakabtzenu, okay, we don't have exactly that, Lashem Yisesav Gulosenu, Chatsus Kochecho, Lishmarchu Kecho, V'lasus Tanecho, B'lev of Shalom, Al Sha'anu Maidim Lach. Okay, so we have here a bunch of shitas, and you know what's coming next? Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Nimrinhu Lekulhu. There are 10 times in Shas that Rav Papa says that. Now, by the way, the Beis Yosef brings down that he heard from somebody that this is the reason why it's called Maidim Derabanan. It's the shita everybody added on. There were a bunch of shitas of Amarayim Derabanan. Essentially, it was a compilation of their haidas of how to join in with the Shliach Tzibur saying Maidim. That's why we call him Maidim Derabanan. Now, I heard brought down, there's 10 times apparently in Shas where a Papa says, according to some girsas in the Rishonim, they have some questions on that, but there's 10 times in Shas where a Papa says, Hilkach Nimrenu Lekulu, that where there was a machlekes with Yidan Amarayim, what the lashon of a specific bracha should be, and Rav Papa said, just say them all. Okay, and we see that in the spirit of this, and that I saw brought down, that he was mitzaref all the different opinions because of his avas haTorah to be the chachamim, and he didn't want that there should be machlekes. So, in order to have as few machlekesim as possible, this was a way of dealing with it. He had machlekes, so what lashon to say? And b'schus that, he was zeicha to have 10. Rapapa was zeicha to have 10 children who were tamid haChachamim, and we mentioned them in all the children of Rapapa in the Siyam, and that's because of this Hilkach Nimrenu Lekulu. As the Gemara in Shabbos says that Hamachabe Tamid haChachamim Zeicha, he's going to be Zeicha to have Banim who are tamid haChachamim, and that is the schar for the Nimrenu Lekulu. Amar Rav Yitzchak Lo'elam Tehei Emas Tzibur Alecha. That the Ema of the Tzibur, and we mentioned this outside a few times, that you should have the Ema of the Tzibur Alecha, Sharei Kaihanim Pneim Klapei Ha'am. Where the Kaihanim, where their face standing towards, their face is to the people, V'achareim Klapei Shechina, even at the expense of the back being to the Shechina. From Nachman Amar Mehacha, Nachman learns this idea from the following, that it was really with David. V'yakom HaMelech David Al Ragla. David stood up. Now this was an appeal to raise money for Beda Kabayas for the Binyan Beis Mikdash. So David wanted to raise funds. This was a fundraising campaign. Shmuuni Achai Va'ami. He referred to Klal Yisrael as my brothers and my nation. Now, Im Achai Lama Ami. Which one is it? Im Ami Lama Achai. Are they brothers or nation? Meaning, are they subjects or brothers? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lahem David Yisrael. Im Atem Shemin Li. If you listen to me, meaning if you're doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achai Atem. Then I have this Emas Tzibur. This is the idea, we're seeing this idea of the Emas Tzibur. You're not going to be able to be my subjects. We're brothers. I can't rule over you because of the Emas Tzibur. The Tzibur has such a power. Vim Lav, however, if you don't do the Ratzon of Hashem, Ami Atem, then I'll be able to rule. Vani Roide Eschem B'makol, and I will beat you into submission. Okay, so again, we see this idea that when the Tzibur acts as a Tzibur and does the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to have a special covenant or ema for the tzibur. Rabbanon Amar Mehacha, De'ena Kaihanim, where do we learn this from? That you have to have a covenant tzibur, a deference to the tzibur. De'ena Kaihanim Rishayim, Lalas B'Sandaleim L'Duchin. From the fact that the Kaihanim are not allowed to go up to Duchin with their Sandaleim. V'zehu Achas Mitesha Takana Shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai. Is one of nine Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai was Hiskin. My time, oh, what's the reason? So we're thinking that the reason Lamisham Kavarat Tzibur, so we see that Kavarat Tzibur is such a great thing, it's going to be Deicha, and therefore, we're thinking, what's the Kavarat Tzibur? Because why should they go up with their dirty shoes to go Duchen V'kai? So Amar Ravashi, no, it's not because of Kavarat Tzibur. Hasam Shem Nifsika Loi Ritzua Bisandaloi. The issue is that he might, if he's going up with his shoe, so his shoestring might break. Bahadar Ezel Mikdarayu, so he'll go sit down while he's on his way up with his shoes. He'll go to fix his shoestring. Amri Ben Gusha Ben Chalutzahu, and then because he doesn't show up to Duchen, they're going to say he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutzahu. The Rishonim ask, by the way, I don't understand. We said before, we had a machlekes as to if a person doesn't bench, on Lamed Chesem Abayz, we had this, that we said there was two different nafminas, and we said that they're not arguing. Right? What did we say? We said We said that one of them was because would be chayshish if he's a ben grusha ben chalutza if he doesn't show up to dochen, and
if it's all year round, if he doesn't.
Right, and we said the difference was all year round or not. We said over right. We said kol kain she'ena el dochen over b'shleisha asay. That was one right. One asay that is as chamer as three. And the other man, Amr, said, depends. If he goes up once in a while, so then, if he goes up once in a while, then we know he's not a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. But over here, we're talking about where his shoelaces break. So they have to answer here that you're talking about Archim, somebody who only shows up once. So that would be the chashash there. Okay. Let's see. Mikdash Bracha Achas. So, and the way we explained it in the Mishnah, so in the Mikdash, it was one Bracha. Okay, because we didn't say Amen. So again, and I think, I didn't see this brought down anywhere, but if you remember in Tainus, we discussed that there was a difference in how the Mamada, in the Tainus Tzibur, how it went, based on the Shefers, based on Hafsaka, because in the Beis HaMikdash, it would have to be a little different, because the end was so much longer, they had to change around the Bracha. So we wouldn't stop a short Bracha, like Yibarach HaShem V'Yishmecha, Yar HaShem Panah V'Lecha V'Yichonecha, to say, means you don't say Amen. So what do you say? So that's too much of a hefsek, and therefore you don't stop. And therefore in the Mikdash, it's essentially going to be one bracha. Combine it all into three. As opposed to Bigvulin, we would actually stop and say Amen in between each tree. Kolkach lama. Okay, so why is it that Bigvulin, it would be three brachas, and in the Mikdash, it would be one bracha? Because we don't say Amen in Mikdash. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin she'inan in Amen Mikdash. Where do we see that we don't say Amen in Mikdash? And emar, kumu uvarcho es Hashem lakechem, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. That you can't just say Amen. You have to be mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you hear the Shem Hashem. Minayin shal kol bracha o bracha. Tehillah. How do we know that every bracha, meaning that it's not just good enough to give, to be Baruch Hu es Hashem lakechem, but you have to say Tehillah, right? You have to have an extended tefillah recognizing the Shem Hashem. So Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yivarchu Shem Kvaydechol Murayim Amal Kol Bracha Tehillah Al Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Lo Tehillah. Okay, and therefore the lashon that they used to say was Baruch Shem Kvayd Machusay LeOlam VaEd. That was a form of a Tehillah, a praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu every time they mentioned the Shem Hashem. Now, question is this: all we said was Lafisha Ein Amim Mikdash, but why don't we say Amim Mikdash? We understand that you have to say the Baruch Shem Kvayd Machusay LeOlam. It has to be a Tehillah, but why don't we say Amen? So there's a few different answers given. The Pasha one is that it's not enough to say Amen, right? You need something more than that. The Aruch brings down that Amen references a Seif Bracha. And in the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina was, as we mentioned, that they only used to say the Shema HaFarish during Dochening until as long as the Shechina was there. When Shimon HaTzadik, we mentioned that on Tesis Lamed Ches, that once Shimon HaTzadik died, so as the Gemara Yuma said, the Zachu Shub Legilah Shechina, they wouldn't say the Shema Mefarish. So the problem is that if saying Amen, like that's a final end, that's Afsaka, that the brachas are ending now, that wouldn't be appropriate in the Makam Shechina. And therefore, we specifically, it's not just that Amen isn't good enough, we specifically don't say Amen. Mashar brings down a beautiful answer. It refers back to something we had at the end of Nazir. We mentioned that why is Gadol Anias Amen, Yosem Ben Amavarach. Remember we said that. And we said that Amen is mitzaref, the two shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Gvulin, where the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Begmatria, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, Shem Anus is 65. You put them together, it's 91. That is the Gematria of Amen. That Amen is essentially mitzaref, the two shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now in the Gvulin, we could be mitzaref it. Why? Because we write it as Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we sound it out as the Shem Adnus. So therefore, it's appropriate to combine the two and say a lashon after the bracha, Amen, which is going to be mitzaref so shu shemus. But in the Beis HaMikdash, where specifically here, where we're saying the Shem HaMafirash, since we're saying the name the same way it's written in the Shem Havaya, it wouldn't be appropriate to be mitzaref to shu shemus, and therefore Amen specifically would not be appropriate to be said in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Mashas says here. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah. So, and like I said, this is a Mishnah that is going to, it's really going to copy a Mishnah that we had in Yuma that was at the end of the Avodah part of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol would read the Sefer Torah. Now, why is this coming here? Because the parak was Elul Nemarim, what is said B'Lashon HaKodesh? One of the things that we mentioned that had to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh was the berachas of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur after the Avodah. So now we're going to go through that process. Berachas Kohen Gadol, Ketzad. What was the berachas Kohen Gadol? Chazan HaKnesses. So first he would lane. Chazan HaKnesses, who was the Gabai, we'll call him the Gabai Sheni. Noitel Sefer Torah. So he would take the Sefer Torah. V'noisno l'Rosh HaKnesses. He would give it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Gabi Rishon, the president, whoever it was, but it was in a hierarchy. The second level guy would to the higher guy. The Reish HaKnesses nois le Sigan. The Reish HaKnesses would give it to the Sigan Kain. The Sigan nois le Kain Gadol. Okay, so it was like a little bit of a procession, okay, to get to the Kain Gadol. That was the final destination. The Kain Gadol only made Umakabel, so the he would stand, and Umakabel the Kairi. He would stand up, he would take the Sefer Torah, the Kari, and he would read, Achrei Mois V'ach Be'asor. Now this is on Yom Kippur. So we're reading the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And then, right, V'ach Be'asor L'Chodesh Hazeh, that's in Amar. So it's right there. So he would read, and then he would roll the Sefer Torah a little, we'll get into that tomorrow, to Parshas Amar, V'golos HaTorah. Then he would roll up the Torah, Minicha B'chekoi, he'd hold it his chest, V'omer. And he would say, Bal Peh, Yes, V'mash HaKorisit L'fnechem Kosov Kan, that more than what I just read, there's more that I have to read. But I can't read it. And the Gemara is going to get into why he can't read it, because you can't be goyel. It's going to be tircha de tzibura to go all the way to about midbar. So he just says it al peh, which is uvasar shem b'chemish hapakudim koyer al peh. Umivarech aleh, okay? And so that is the chomish portion. Before we get to the bracha, just one thing. The problem is that we know that Torah shepiksav i'ata rishai lemer bal peh. And the Rishonim asked that question. So how could it be? Oh, fine. It's very nice because it's Tircha de Tzibura, but how could he go ahead and repeat Torah Shepik Sav? So there's many different answers given, but one answer I saw that I thought was nice is that this idea of Dvarim Shepik Sav Iyata Rishayim Lamer Bal Peh is a Chumrah. According to this pshat in the Rishonim, a couple of Rishonim even said it's a Chumrah. And therefore what we see is that a Chumrah is not going to be Deiche Tircha de Tzibura. The Tircha de Tzibura, for a Chumrah, we don't do that. Okay, that's one shot. I like that shot. Okay. Amiel certainly likes that shot. Okay. Karal Pam, Mavarech Ala Shmaina Brachas. And we make eight brachas. So the Kohen Gadol would make eight brachas, and we're going to go into the pirush in each of the brachas in the coming daf. Ala Torah, Ala Voida, Ala Haida, Ala Mechil Sa'avan, Ala Mikdash, Val Yisrael, Val Kayan, Val Yishlaim, Vashar Tfilah. Okay, so let's just see a little bit of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shma Mina. So the fact that the process, okay, and procession for reading the Sefer Torah went up in order. It sounds like that in order to give kavod, we had to give kavod to the Chazan HaKnesses, to the Skan, to the Sheni, right? They each had to get their due. So the Gemara is now going to address the Shema Mina Chok and Kavod Lil Talmud Makam Arav. If the Rav's sitting there, the Kohen Gadol sitting there twiddling his thumbs, and we're busy giving kavod to the people under him. Is that appropriate? Is that what we do? So Amar Abaya Kula Misham Kavod the Kohen Gadol Hu. No. You got this wrong. It's not that he's twiddling his thumbs. This is all part of the way of giving extra kavod is to show that you go up in levels, right? You hand it off. You hand it from the Chazan HaKnesses to the Reish HaKnesses to the Reish. That's all kavod of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol emir makabel the Kohen. So we said when the Sefer Torah gets to the Kohen Gadol, he stands up, he accepts the Sefer Torah, and he reads. Oimed, he stands up. Mikal the Yoshev who? Well, from the pact that the Mishnah said. Made it a point to say that he stands up. It sounds like he was sitting. That only Malchus Beis David was allowed to sit. Nobody else. So the point is, you're not allowed to sit. So they're in the Azara. So how could he be sitting? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it was only David that was able to sit. So the Gemara answers, where was he? You thought he was in the Azara. Now, I just want to, this is going to be the Gemara's answer, but if you remember, based on certainly the Gemara's in Yuma, we had it more recently in Nazir, we had to discuss this in regards to Tumah, where the different points are as far as which Tumah is allowed. So there is two, the Azara is referred to as two different parts. Okay, there is the Ezra's Nashim, and then there is the Chaf Be'ezama, Ezra's Yisrael, that goes until we discussed this the other day when we were discussing how long can you wait after washing your hands. There's the Chaf Beis Amma from the Shaar Niknar in. So when we say Azara, we assume that we were talking about the Azara inside the Shaar Niknar. The Ezra's Nashim, though, has the same level as Harabayas level of Kedusha, not as the Azara. That's the outer courtyard on the outside of Shaar Niknar. Okay, and therefore, we assume that we were talking about the Azara. That's where the Avodah was being done. That's right. So that's what we assume. That no, the Kohen Gadol was sitting in the Ezra's Nashim. And they changed it from the Meisvei or the Tanya, but to the Tanya. This is talking about by Hakel. We're going to have this later. That where did the Melech read? ba'azara. Belazar min Yaakov Omer b'har abayis. It was b'har abayis shenemar b'yikra b'y lifnei harachayv asher lifnei shar hamayim. Okay, so the question was, how could they read the Sefer Torah in the Azara? Again, also, he was sitting. So, and that's the kasha. Rav Chista, Be'ezras Nashim, that it was also Be'ezras Nashim. Just like over there by Hakel, we answer that we're talking about Be'ezras Nashim. So too, over here, when we say Azara, we mean Ezras Nashim. So, we started today. Oh, I'm on a roll. All right, we're going to have to skip reviews on future Daven because they get very long. Tesis is pretty much... In a couple of days, Tesis decided he was finished. Okay, Tesis decided he was finished. Me'ilua Tesis le Matzasi Yaiser. He couldn't find. I mean, obviously, he wasn't finished, but and therefore the dafim are quite long from here to the, from Mem Gimel and on. So they're going to be nice and long. Yeah. So we started today discussing the idea of psukim. Which psukim? We said that there's four different times. You would have to have four separate sets of psukim that the tzibur would be saying, laharis, lahazbir, panim, lamaisa, right? So the four times were shacharis, musaf, mincha, potentially on a tainus, and then ni'ila. And we said, first of all, we discussed where would you say these psukim. So we said either it's after v'yishmerecha, v'yuchanecha, shalom, or, right, meaning after each, the pasuk. And one ma'anamar said it was after the Shem Hashem. And it was also machlekes, do you say each for one, is it a one-to-one ratio, one pasuk per bracha, or do you say all three psukim after each bracha? Okay, and then we had essentially a machlekes amarim. Do we say them bigvulim, b'mikdash, or do we say them at all? And we ended up saying, and the way Tesis Paskin was, we had three shitas that said, we don't say them bigvulim, we don't say them at all. Okay, Rav Avohu was the one who said, originally I thought that I would say it, right? I used to say it. And then I saw Rav Abba Dimin Akai that he didn't say it. And we brought down the Agarata of Rav Avohu, why he thought he was an Anav. Then Rav Abba Dimin Akai was his role model because he thought he was an Anav. And then he realized this guy's a greater Anav than me. Why was he a greater Anav? He saw that Rav Abba Dimin Akai, he would sit there saying Shir, and his Matargamon would change the pshat, and he wouldn't say any issue with it. Now, why did he think he was so great? So we had the story that his assistants, right, his Amara's wife was saying to his wife that he doesn't really need Rav Avohu, he's just the Yikra, and he said, he was just showing him Kavod, and he said, no problem, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm here to get the pshat on the MS, that at the end of the day, we'll Mekadosh Shem Shemayim together, who is ultimately in charge of that, doesn't really matter. We had some other stories with Rav Avohu that they wanted to point to Rosh Hashiva, and he saw that Rav Abba Dimin Akai was Gakta Tzaras, so they said make him so that he will become wealthy. Okay, and then we had the story of Rav Avohu and Rav Chia, and we see other stories of Manava Rav Avohu that Rav Avohu said Shir in Divrei Agadah, and Rav Chia said Shir in Divrei Halacha. Everybody came to Rav Avohu, nobody went to Rav Chia. Rav Avohu spent time pacifying or attempting to at least pacify Rav Chia, saying, you're a diamond store and I'm a trinket store. So yeah, I had more people coming through, but it didn't mean that my stuff was any better. Okay, he escorted him home. And then we discussed the idea of a Moedim Rabbanan. And again, similar idea as we explained that the Shliach Tzibur is giving Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it wouldn't be appropriate for an Eved to use a Shliach to give Haidah. So you have to say Moedim as well. We have to give Haidah to, we have to join in giving Haidah. And we had the Lashonis where Papa famously said, Hilkach Nimrin Lukulu, all the different Lashonis, and puts it together as a compilation, Moedim Rabbanan, what we know as Moedim Rabbanan. And then we just... went back to kind of Berchas Kainim for a moment over here, that the Emas Tzibur Alecha, that we see that the Kehanim, this idea of Emas Tzibur, we had three different ways that of representing this. One man number said because of the fact that the Kehanim turn to the Tzibur at the expense of having their back to the Shekhinah. And another man number, Nachman, said we learned it from David, that David said, Ami v'achi, and it depends on the situation, that when the Tzibur is acting in accordance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it acts as a proper Tzibur, so then it's something not to be trifled with. I have to say Ami, I'm not going to be able to subject them to my rule. And then we had the third man number who tried to bring a raya from the fact that you can't go duchen with dirty shoes. We said, no, that's a different reason. It's not really dirty shoes. You can't duchen with shoes, not because they're dirty as a covered Tzibur issue, but because you might be visiting in a town, and then your string might snap, and then you're going to bend down, you're going to miss Birchas Kodem, people are going to think you're Begushim and Chalutza. We discussed the idea that why Bigvulin, it's three separate brachas, and in Mikdash it's one bracha, because in the Mikdash we don't say Amen. We explained why we don't say Amen. What do we say? We say we have to have a bracha with a tehila, which is Baruch Shem Kod Machusay Le'olam Bo'ed. And then we discussed, went on to the next Mishnah, which was the Birchas Kohen Gadol, that we know had to be in Lashon HaKodesh, the brachas that the Kohen Gadol would make on Yom Kippur after he was done. We're not just the Abayda, but we went, the Mishnah went into the process of the laning and the hierarchy that the Sefer Torah was passed up in order, all as a kavod to the Kohen Gadol, because we wouldn't be chayla kavod l'tam in makam harav. That's the assumption. And the Kohen Gadol would stand up. And what we were up to was the Kohen Gadol would stand up before we get to the brachas, explaining the brachas, the Kohen Gadol would stand up and accept the Sefer Torah to read, to lane from the Sefer Torah. And we said, how is he standing up? That means if he's standing up, that means he was sitting. How is he allowed to be sitting? Ein yeshiva ba'azara el machos peis davar milvad. And we answered that the azara here is not the azara that you were thinking where the avodah was being done, but rather it's the Ezra Snashim, which does not have the Kedusha's azara. It only has the Kedusha like Harabayis, and there is no problem sitting there.